Okay, Simon, Shin Pei, I'm sorry, Pei Tes, Sif Dollars. Continuing in the halachas of buses. Nasa buses, Elim Kena Muktzah, who Munuch Shem Bein HaShemashas. It only becomes a base if the Muktzah was there Bein HaShemashas. Avalim Loyos Shem Bein HaShemashas, but it wasn't there Bein HaShemashas. Rak Achar Kach Hanichas Shem, only after that he put it there. Nasa buses doesn't become a buses. Umutal Tatal Sakli, Afilu B'Shosha Muktzah Lov. You can even move the Kli when the Muktzah is on it. Meaning, if somebody decides to put muktzah down on the table Friday night at 10 o'clock at night, then it does not make the table into a bussis, and you're allowed to move the table even when the muktzah is on it. And then you'd be able to shake the table to get rid of the bones and the what do you call klipin again? The peels, right? When the shulchan and the mapa don't become a buses, right? Again, it has to be on Bein HaShemashas. So basically, from candle lighting until, let's say, 40 minutes after Shkia. Hey, also, it doesn't become a buses unless you purposely left it there. And you wanted there Bein HaShemashas. But if you left it there because you just forgot it, fell there. Buses, right? So, by mistake, you leave your phone on the table. You didn't have kavana, and I hope not, to leave your phone there the whole Shabbos. It was there because it was a mistake. So, therefore, the table does not become a buses. Vav. But nasa buses ella kli shaloi. You can also only make a buses on your own kli. Aval muktzah al kli shalacher. But if you leave something muktzah on somebody else's kli, meaning somebody comes into my house and leaves a sohan on my table, that doesn't make it into a buses. Because that's a rule throughout the Torah. A person cannot make somebody else's thing aser. But the la nichalei lachavrei, when the friend doesn't want it. If the friend wants it, so that's one thing. But here, the friend definitely does not want it. Fine. Simi tzaddik din asiyas chafatzah b'lo melacha melacha yidei akum, doing things that don't have melacha with it, and amira la'akum, right? The major sugya is amira la'akum. So boy go chaf gimel seifim has 23 seifim. So Aleph, yesh dvarim she'ein asurim b'Shabbos. There are things that are also on Shabbos. Af al pi she'ein adamim la'melacha, even though they're not similar to melacha, ve'ein ha'mavim lidei melacha, and they won't even come to do melacha. Ve'bnei ma'an ne'asur wa'adei asur, m'shem she'nemer, m'toshu m'shabbos raglecha, asoy s'chavetzecha b'yoyim kodshi. If you stop, you hold back your feet because it's Shabbos, and you stop from doing your own needs on my holy day. And you honor it by not doing your own things on Shabbos. You being mechabed Shabbos from doing your own things. You're walking on Shabbos, should not be like you're walking during the week. Lefigach also loretz b'Shabbos. You can't jump on Shabbos. You can't run on Shabbos. Sorry, I will dvar mitzvah mutter. Loretz b'fer dvar mitzvah. You're allowed to run. Nedusiv d'rochecha, mashma d'rochecha, asurim, avadar chishamayim, utarum mitzvah loretz, and it's actually a mitzvah to run. So this is where you get into these whole things. Somebody today was asking me if they could have like one of those jumping, bouncing houses on Shabbos. Right? So, I mean, there's nothing usher about it, but it's not covered Shabbos. The only thing is, for kids, is that considered covered Shabbos or not? Right? Because the kids jump and run around anyways, so it's debatable. And then that's also the scooters. Can you scooter on Shabbos? That's also a not Shabbostic sugya, whether that's considered not Shabbostic to do scootering. Even if you don't do malacha, you're looking into your properties. What do you need to do tomorrow? That's also asa. You can't travel around the city to look for a horse, or a boat, or a car, or a wagon, in order to that you can rent them after Shabbos. But that's only us if it's recognizable you're going for that. If you stop taking a walk and it happens to take you past the house that you know the car is for sale and you glance at it, that's fine. So that's only if you're going to do business, proactive business. But to go to the fields and watch to make sure your stuff is not stolen, etc., that would be allowed. even to do it for your friends. Gimel, also la'ashchal tchum. You're not allowed to go wait by the tchum, because you're not allowed to walk past the tchum, but you're in a rush matzah Shabbos. So you walk to the edge of the tchum. Dainu leilu b'Shabbos at soif tchum to go then Shabbos to go to the end of the tchum. I pachas or less. Ulasakev sham and wait there at shetechshach until it gets dark. Kedei lamar dark leilu b'sham ulahala in order to walk quickly to go further. Shekivin shalom b'sham ulahala b'matzah Shabbos nikra davar sheikari lucha yoyi b'shvil kach. And it's recognizable that that is your, then that's what you're doing it for, which is not common for Shabbos. That's only if you're going to go on Motzei Shabbos and do something that you could not possibly have done on Shabbos. You're going this harpoilim to rent workers, to cut down fruits. I love you, Paris Amukzen, to bring mukzah fruits. Shane Shum had to last this for on Shabbos. There's no heter to do these on Shabbos. Aval Mutala Ashachalatrum, Gede Lahavi Behemtai, but you're allowed to be Machshach on the Trum to bring your animal. Kivin Shemha, you bought them. Ad Shama, Kroivim Zelazev, because if there were houses that were close to each other, Shivim Amah, 70 Amos, which is how you extend the city, a city gets extended as long as houses are 70 Amos away from each other. You Mutalavi or Gamba Shabbos. Then it would be mutter to even bring your animals on Shabbos. So Mamela, you would be able to go to walk on Shabbos to get there from Motzei Shabbos to do that. V'chein lavi peiros atlushim shein and muksin. Cut peiros that were cut on Friday that are not muksin mutter. Kivin shemayu mechitzas kol aderech hayu mutter gam on Shabbos. If you had an eruv, you'd be able to bring them on Shabbos. Chol ha'kayotz b'zen, all things similar to that. Chay mutter leil b'Shabbos teicha tchum el agina. It's mutter to go on Shabbos in the Tchum to the gardens, little sham peiros from Motzei Shabbos to cut down peiros Motzei Shabbos, mishum de'ein and nicker shalav b'shul zeh, because you're going to gardens and to a nice place. It looks like you're just going to relax. El ha'royim yomer shalach l'taylo levakish be'antoy. You're just going to check on your animal or to walk around to nice places. Shenevda loy v'achar, or to find your animal that you lost. V'achar kach shal yisham, and when you get there, nimlach, you change your mind. V'nishar alayla. You wait until night, kedei litlosh peirosim, in order to cut down your fruits. Dalet umehadav siva davar davar. This that it says davar davar. Dasha Rabbi Sein Ozal shalayi diburcha shal Shabbos kediburcha shal Chol. You're talking on Shabbos shouldn't be the same way you talk during the week. Hilchach aser loymar davar pleni esel lemachar. You can't say I'm doing something tomorrow. I schar a pleni zekne lemachar. Or I'm going to buy this item tomorrow. Paro davar shayoyim iyash shal asayis b'shem oifim. That's only something that you can't do in any circumstances. Aval davar on Shabbos, aval davar shay tzad lasis hayom, but something that potentially you'd be able to do on Shabbos. Aval bisha'ata ein tzad, even though right now you can't. Mutar it's mutar. V'lechein mutar lemer lemak pleni eilech lemachar. I'm going to this place tomorrow. Rak shalei yemer lashon hamashos yelech bekaran. Just make sure you don't sound like you're doing it in a wagon, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Gam lo yarba ledavar, and don't speak aloud about it. Meaning, basically, if you had to go, let's say you're saying tomorrow you want to go to Manhattan, like on a Sunday. So you say, I think I'm going to walk to Manhattan tomorrow. And that is not some that's something that theoretically is mutter on Shabbos, then that would be okay. But you can't say I'm driving. Dvarim even just stop talking, you're not supposed to talk a lot. Also Shabbos, you also not supposed to talk about painful things. Also, although Lodom Lashir Keshbonis, but Piv Shabbos, you're not allowed to verbalize calculations. Ben Cheshvin Shasalias, Ben Cheshvin Shekvar Ovar, whether it's a calculation that's going to be or a calculation that was. El Sarkle Adayan Leidaisam, but you still need to have that knowledge. Going, Kacho Kacho Tsesi, Alpinian Plaining, Lusara Plaining, this is how much I spent for my workers on this building. By Dayan Nishabi Yodoi, Mishara Plaining, and you still have the money. Meaning, if it's how much you spent 20 years ago on a building and you no longer have the building, that's allowed because that's not business. Because in this case, you need to know the cheshbon, so then it's aser. But cheshbon is that you don't have a tzarech, it's mutter to calculate them. As long as you don't do it a lot. You're not allowed to talk sicha b'teila on Shabbos, like we said before. For meaning, stop schmoozing on Shabbos is really not allowed. So anybody that sits by your table quiet on Shabbos, they have a lot of halachic backing to not make small talk, as they say. Yeah, okay, that's it, right? That's what we'll get up to.
Yeah, through the
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Sure.
Have a fine night and a good Shabbos. That's all I can do.
Talking about someone.